All right, I want to talk about the 2022 film. At this point, I guess we can call it a blockbuster hit, Black Adam, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who plays the part of Black Adam. It also stars Atlas Hodge as Hawkman and Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate. Now, I understand that there is some connection between this film and the previous film called Shazam, which I had not caught up with, so I'm watching this one fresh. This is a DC film as opposed to the other superhero films, which are all Marvel. And so I was interested to see how this fits into the DC universe. Essentially, Black Adam, when he made his appearance, he was almost indiscernible from Superman. Only thing that he didn't really, I don't remember, did he shoot laser beams out of his eyes? But he basically had all the other powers that Superman has. So that was kind of interesting. There was this whole plot line, which, to be honest, is pretty forgettable. The film itself wasn't that great. If I had to conclude, I would give it 3 stars right now. And I think that's being generous. It wasn't a great film. The Rock himself, I thought he was decent, if not heartless. He really was wakened up after thousands of years being asleep. The set was sort of in modern times, and I want to say it was an imaginary area because I never heard of the location wherever they were. In all of these superhero sort of films, there's always these big crashes with buildings and being knocked over and these sort of things. This one makes no exception. One of the characters, I believe, was played by Noah Centineo, played the part of Atom Smasher. Think that's the character that he had the special power where he could grow to 100 times his original size. So he became this big giant thing that could just step on people, I guess. Hence the name Atom Smasher. So he could knock over buildings. He could move giant objects, stop things from falling on people. There was a lot of these types of things. And then Atlas Hodge's character, Hawkman, is basically a superhero in and of himself. Pierce Brosnan, he had this cap he could wear, which would give him these great powers, look into the future, and among all these other magical powers, which is were flat out ridiculous if you think about it. I was glad to see Pierce Brosnan again. I've always liked him ever since the Remington Steele days, but more so the James Bond movies that he was in. I always thought he made a good James Bond. He is one of those guys that ages like fine wine. He's still a good looking guy, getting up in age, but he's still carrying himself well. It was sort of a forgettable film, but it was entertaining. It had enough action in it to sort of boost it up from the 2-star range, and for that reason I gave it 3 stars. The CGI wasn't terrible. There was a lot of CGI in this film, and then the writing again wasn't great. I really need to go back and watch Shazam. I'm guessing it's probably a better film. Anyway, that's my review. Thanks for listening.